Right, good afternoon everybody. I wanted to give you a demonstration of a fairly accessible Spanish pedestrian crossing. So I've just let one cycle go. They have no buttons to press, nothing to feel, but they do have a very, a rather unique audible signal. So I think the crossing is around here. We have some tactiles. Slightly odd. But they are. Let's see what they're like. They're sort of widely spaced pimple ones. This is a really wide road. You don't want to take any chances on this. And last time round, had to wait about 3-4 minutes or something. Here we do. The sun is trying to come out again. It's lovely and warm when it does. It goes up about 10 degrees. So this, here we go. And then that squawking noise seems to slow down as you get towards the end of the cycle. That one's slowing down, so we're going to not go. Hope you don't have to wait too long. So what I was about to say was this is outside the Totter station, just at the northern end of it, and I'm now walking back up to Prado to meet Mark, who's been there for the last, he's been there for the last 6 hours, 5 hours. There we go. Slightly tricky working out whether it's squawking for us or the other side, but I think it was for us. Made it across safely. And there seems to be another garden officer right here. I noticed on the way down, which don't have time to explore now, but I think it could be the botanical garden, possibly. Not sure. But anyway, I'm going to hop footed up the road now. I'm going to meet Mr. Rogers. I think I've walked, I don't know how many miles I've walked. I've walked a lot of miles. 6, 7, 8, I don't know, something like that. Never got to have a shot at finding my way back to the hotel on my own. But I did at least find a Totter. I forgot to use my cane. I know it sounds silly to anybody, particularly those with less sight, but when you have some, you sort of forget that you can't actually see everything you need to. I won't bore you with the rest of this walk. I'll just stop over here and end the recording.